And now, it's the Wide Shut Webcast.
So, a lot of you have probably heard this by now, but George Zimmerman was seeking an opponent for a celebrity boxing match, and the frontrunner to accept that challenge was rapper DMX.
Where my dog's at? Where my dog's at?
Lots of other names were also thrown around, but it looks like it's been called off. At least for now, until somebody else sees the money that they can make from such a controversial event. Of course, George Zimmerman was the man involved in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an extremely interesting case. Not necessarily because there was anything particularly unique about it. Lots of people shoot lots of other people each year. It's kind of an ongoing problem. But the media circus and the vested interests that crawled out of the woodwork to spin the trial in different directions. To me, it was just a great example of shitty human behaviour. People exploiting the situation based on their own prejudices. A lot of race baiting from both sides. It became a kind of new Rodney King. Just a lot of black versus white rhetoric out there. Even though Zimmerman is part Latino, but we won't let that get in the way of a good race baiting session.
Let me just quickly get it right on the table. Let's poll the panel. How many think George Zimmerman should be found guilty? Ooh, just the white people against it.
Lots of propaganda from both sides, lots of emotional and hateful rhetoric, mocking the intellect of the witnesses.
You can see it from the moment she takes the stand. Rachel Gentel is not comfortable in the spotlight. She mumbles.
My name.
She grumbles. But manages to speak volumes.
You listening?
Whenever she reacts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a lot of bullshit that was kind of just made you feel icky to watch it all play out. You'd think society would have grown out of this kind of thing by now, but obviously not. And in a blog post at the time, I took a very simple approach, and all it involved was looking at the facts and the laws surrounding the case. Zimmerman and Trayvon got into an altercation, and Trayvon died. Nobody saw exactly what happened, so in the absence of evidence, the only thing a jury can do is say not guilty, to have him acquitted. Because it's not illegal to carry a gun, it's not illegal to approach somebody in the street if you're legally carrying a gun. It's not illegal to have a verbal argument in the street with somebody. But it is legal, in that part of America, to fatally shoot somebody if you fear for your life. So in the absence of any conclusive eyewitness testimony about who the aggressor actually was, you can't convict him for murder. Because within the context of the law, Zimmerman may have been attacked first. It doesn't matter that he had a gun. It doesn't matter that he got out of the vehicle. It doesn't matter if they had a disagreement. Because none of that is illegal. Civilized people can go through those kinds of interactions without having a fight. If Zimmerman was convicted of murder, it would have been based on an assumption. The assumption that he was the aggressor and murdered Trayvon in cold blood. But because of a lack of evidence, in that same scenario, a perfectly innocent man could go down for murder. A man simply having a chat with somebody in the street, and then that person gets attacked by them. The prosecution has to prove guilt so that innocent people aren't convicted. Zimmerman didn't necessarily have to prove that he was innocent. That's the default position of any trial. It's that simple. Anything else on top of that, oh, he was a nosy neighbourhood watch person, you know, he shouldn't have got out of the car. It's just people clouding the situation, people being prejudiced, people that have their own agendas, playing the race card. It's all just rhetoric, meaningless rhetoric. It's not illegal to be a nosy neighbourhood watch person. It's also not illegal to be a bit of a troubled teenager. but none of that really matters in the eyes of justice. And I'm not saying that the laws can't be improved. I'm not saying that Zimmerman is a decent bloke that I'd like to have a pint with. I'm also not saying that Trayvon was the sweet cherub-faced child that a lot of the media portrayed him as. If I was a betting man, I'd say they both probably handled the situation badly if we take certain character information about them that has come out. But we can't make that judgment on that situation. It's not evidence of anything either way. What I am saying is, unfortunately, I don't know what happened, you don't know what happened, and a competent jury would have to come back with not guilty because they also don't know what happened. As for a potential celebrity boxing match involving George Zimmerman, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, to be honest. What does that say about society? Well, at least it's been called off. Maybe that's a good measure of society, I don't know. But I mean, from a promoter's point of view, I'm a big pro wrestling fan, I also like MMA. You got to admit that it's a pretty smart fight to put together. The heat's already there. You don't need any slick video packages or overhyped weigh-ins or press conferences. The public want to see the fight. Millions of people see Zimmerman as the bad guy. The story is already there. All you got to do is put him in a ring and it sells itself. And I have no doubt that people would actually pay to see Zimmerman thrown into the lion's den. If you're a promoter, you'd be stupid not to book that match. And let's be honest, who out there can really say that they weren't interested in watching it? Even if it was just on YouTube after the fact, who can really say that they didn't want to see this fat smirking guy that was involved in this murder getting his ass handed to him? It's like a car wreck, you can't not watch that. I mean, over 1,000 celebrities put their name in the hat to be involved in the fight, and it got kind of narrowed down to DMX, and now it's been called off. But there was a lot of interest, and I don't know what that says about people. I don't know what that says about me, that we're willing to trivialise a death like that for entertainment. I would have watched it, I'll happily admit that. I'm not perfect. Or is it that when people watch the news and cases like this on TV, that it really just comes across as entertainment anyway? Do people really care about the case? Or is it just, you know, I'm going to pick this sports team, I'm going to be on the Trayvon Terrifiers team, and you pick the Zimmerman Zoolanders, and when it's all over and the media circus has died down, well, we'll all just go back to work and forget about it. It's not like we know or knew them personally. They're not members of our family or our local community. All they are television characters. That's the only place we see them. For most people, it's no different than watching Breaking Bad. You just talk about it over the water cooler at work, and then you move on to the next story. News is entertainment. News is all about ratings. It's not like they were really interested in reporting the truth. You know, they still have, you know, in newspapers now, they write George Zimmerman quote marks innocent. Like, no, he was found innocent. Nobody sits there and explains why the jury acquitted him. No, they just get Al Sharpton on for some kind of soundbite. And it is quite a sad state of affairs that somebody can get celebrity status for shooting somebody to death, whether it was justified or not. I'd like to think that if I was in that same situation, I'd keep my head down and move on. Zimmerman seems to be making headlines every couple of months. What kind of person piggybacks off such an unfortunate incident? But then again, if you look at it from the other side, if the guy is completely innocent, why the hell can't he have a boxing match if he wants to? If he wants to box, who the hell are we to tell him what to do? He did say that he would be giving the money to charity. But I guess moral heads have prevailed, and the United States can stand there and say, we weren't the country that booked George Zimmerman in a boxing match and everybody bought it on pay-per-view. We're not quite at that stage yet. But something does tell me that this isn't going to be the last time that Mr. Zimmerman will be in the news.